on the other end of our phone line is, as promised, Congressman Pete Hoekstra. And Pete, it's always great to welcome you here.
Hey, thanks. Good to be with you.
We've been talking about the defense authorization bill. We mentioned it just a few moments ago, and we've also been talking about it for the last couple of weeks. I'm a bit disturbed. My reading of the bill and all the experts that I've talked to seem to think that the National Defense Authorization Bill, as passed, will really jeopardize the rights of American citizens to due process under the Constitution. Do you concur with that?
I do. I tweeted it about it last week. We sent out a press release on it last week. What I can't understand is it passed by an overwhelming margin through the Senate, and then the final passage of the bill was almost unanimous. And you know, I've been a strong defender of the military, but to allow the military to arrest and detain American citizens indefinitely on American soil, it's like, wow. And then it's kind of like some of these people were the same folks who were outraged that we were detaining Al-Qaeda suspects at Guantanamo. You know, it appears they want to give more rights to the folks at Gitmo than we give to our own American citizens. Where does this come from?
Yeah, it does seem like there's some hypocrisy on the left. It seems to me, I got to go all the way back to junior high school to remember my constitutional lessons here. But the phrase posse coma Thomas comes to mind, something like that, something about not using the military against American citizens.
No, that's exactly right. So I think you've got two issues going on here. Having the U.S. military be involved in what, you know, would be law enforcement activities inside the borders of the United States. And the second is denying American citizens the right to due process. So this is very strange to me, and I think it is troublesome, and we should be worried about it.
You wrote a piece that strangely enough, appeared on Halloween just a month or so ago. about the president's use of force. You talk about some very bad people who probably deserve to die, but you know they were killed in strikes in Yemen, military strikes in Yemen, and yet they were American citizens. And there's some question about whether or not Anwar al-Awlaki and others there that were killed in that American citizens killed in that. In that strike ordered by President Obama, were not denied due process.
Well, that's right. And it was not one strike. There were three different strikes. There was the one that took out Awlaki. And you have to be, and I appreciate you making the point. These are bad, at least two of these people clearly are bad people, and I think got what they deserve. But that's not for me to decide. That's not for the president to decide by himself. These are American citizens. Awlaki is the first guy. He's kind of the inspirational leader for some of the homegrown terrorists that we've had here, like at Fort Hood. The second guy was the author, the editor of Inspire magazine. That is the Al-Qaeda publication. And then the third person is Awlaki's son, a 16-year-old, who, as far as I know, has not been involved, and we have not identified him as a threat to the United States. And so the question is we are making these Predator drone or maybe other strikes, and we know that Americans may be involved, and perhaps we're maybe even targeting the Americans. You know, what process are we putting in place to make sure that, that these people's constitutional rights in one form or another are being protected?
Right. It's one thing to have foreign citizens who are terrorists, who are actively engaged in terrorism against the United States, held at Gitmo, and all of us calling for military tribunals and military trials, because those are acts of war against the United States, obviously. But it's another thing altogether when you've got an American citizen. I mean, for instance, let's go back in history and say Ted Kaczynski. I mean, a terrorist, but an American citizen. Yeah. Imagine the president at the time calling for a strike on, you know, say they find out where he's at and they just call for a strike to wipe him out. I mean, it doesn't matter if he's here in the United States or in Yemen, for goodness sake. He's an American citizen.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think what we need to do here is the president needs to outline the process and the protections that are in place. Iraqi, you know, the president may deem this him to be an enemy combatant. He may inform Congress of this decision. And then does he also go to the judiciary and say, hey, review the evidence. We're going to target this individual. Is there sufficient evidence to permit that to happen?
Talking with Pete Hoekstra here on the Paul Edwards program, his website, www.hoekstraforsenate.com. He's running in the Republican primary for a chance. I started to say a stab at Debbie Stabenow, but I don't think we should say that. We'd probably get accused of some violent rhetoric or something. But Debbie Stabenow, of course, is up for reelection. And my feeling is she needs to go. And I think there are a lot of people in our audience here that would concur with that. You can learn about Pete's campaign for Senate at hoekstraforsenate.com. Am I correct when I see or I've heard that this piece of legislation, the National Defense Authorization Act, Congressman, is declaring the entire United States a battlefield? If that's true, what does it mean?
Well, I mean, again, I'm not sure, you know, what the legal experts and how they would define it. But for those that are of us that are concerned about it, it sure starts looking like that. When you say the military has the right and the authority to go in and detain and hold American citizens indefinitely and arrest them in the United States, it's like, wow, that, you know, I thought that was the role of the FBI, other law enforcement, and that clearly was not the right and the responsibility of the U.S. military to do that. So I'm glad you're bringing it up. I'm glad you're talking about it. This is an issue where, again, it's not a partisan issue. It's not Republicans or Democrats. This is about the Constitution and making sure that we protect the rights of American citizens.
Did I read somewhere that Senator Mark Udall was trying to get an amendment in here that would kind of deal with all of this this uncertainty about the rights of American citizens and due process?
Yes, he wanted to put in place an amendment that provided that kind of clarification and took some of the elements of this piece, this legislation, and changed it. That amendment was soundly defeated, I think something like 60-40. There were other efforts to modify this. Senator Barbara Feinstein, she passed an amendment and said, well, this doesn't conflict at all with U.S. law, and it's kind of like that amendment passed, and it's like, what do you mean this doesn't conflict? You know, you can't just put that into a new law and say, you know, I deem that this does not conflict with any U.S. other U.S. laws, or it does not change the Constitution. You know, you can't just say that in a bill. You actually have to look at what the language is, and that was kind of a face-saving measure, because I think there are a number of people who have serious qualms about this. The good thing is it now needs this is not law yet. It's not headed to the president's desk. The differences between the Senate legislation have to now be reconciled with what goes on in the House and a conference committee. Hopefully in a conference committee, cooler heads will prevail, and this will not become law.
Yeah, and if it does become law in the form that it is, and it's probably very unlikely that it will, we hope. But if it does, it seems to me that no senator by amendment is going to be able to say this complies with the Constitution. I have a feeling the United States Supreme Court's going to want to weigh in.
I think that's right. The Senate can't make that determination. I would be number one. The president, you know, is opposed to this legislation. His Secretary of Defense, Leon Panetta, is opposed to this legislation. They've put a veto threat out there. Whether he would follow through on it if the language didn't change, I don't know. I would hope that he would.
Congressman Pete Hoekstra, the former congressman from West Michigan, now running for Senate from Michigan. Learn about his campaign, please, at HoekstraForSenate.com, www.HoekstraForSenate.com. And Pete, I'm sure we'll talk again very soon.
Hey, great talking to you, and I hope your listeners and yourself all have a very blessed Christmas season.
You do the same, Pete. Merry Christmas to you and your family. Appreciate that very much.